Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here right next to the almost empty San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Great guest here, Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, talking some local fishing, some travel fishing, and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, we're having a great time doing it, too. What a fun day. It's the summer kickoff day. Big sale at Dana Landing happening, and if you want to join us here on Let's Talk Hookup for this second hour, man, we'd love to hear from you. It's only available through text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. If you don't already have the Let's Talk Hookup app, you need to do it, and it's your only way to text in your questions to Dwayne this morning. When you do, make sure you include your phone number along with your text question to keep you eligible for that killer prize. If you weren't listening to the first hour, man, we are giving away such a great prize for one lucky caller or texter, and as always, that'll be decided from a coin flip at the end of the show. We're giving away a brand new pair of the Jose Pros with a Blue Mirror 580 glass and a matte black frame from Costa, one of the single most popular fishing frames we sell. A great pair. It's one of those glasses that kind of fits everybody. It's got nice wrap to it, but it's not extreme.
Like, I really
they're just a great pair of shades. You're going to be stoked.
My favorite Jose Pro is the Sunrise Silver Mirror for sight fishing up in Montana. I'm telling you what, it's like, and even sight fishing when I was out with Jess on Lake Ponderay, or not Ponderay, but Coeur d'Alene.
Sunrise Silver Mirror is like the sneaker best pair of glass. Yeah. Like it's tough because for me, it cannot be your everyday glasses.
No.
But in a low light condition,
early morning, evenings, clear water,
nothing beats that.
They pop.
Yeah.
And I love that they did what they did with the silver mirror, because yellow lens was always that way. Like they used to call it sunrise yellow, but the problem is, like, I mean, nobody wants to be rocking yellow glasses. No. They just don't look right. So you get the benefit of that killer yellow lens that brightens everything up. But what
they
it looks
still
like,
look cool.
Yeah, you just got the silver mirror frame. Like it affects nothing in the best of ways, and you get that high intensity good look on a cloudy day, overcast. I fell in love with those glasses.
Yeah, they're really cool. And 25% off today at Dana Landing right now. Go see Hoos over there.
That does not happen.
No. 25% off on Costas over there today. So go get your pair. Well, time to find out what's biting.
You got it, bro. It's time for the catch board. We got them standing by. Captain Mark Wiss of Pacific Edge has our catch board today. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make that reservation. As we talked about, this is going to be a very, very busy year for the fleet. And those reservation spots just book up. It is very important to get that in. Hey, we got him. Captain Mark Wiss on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Dwayne.
What's up, Mark?
How's it going, Mark?
Oh, man, I'm getting some feedback there. I'm hearing myself.
Uh-oh,
yeah. Well, this is going to be interesting. So, yeah. But, man, you guys are talking some good stories there for sure. It's been fun listening to all that. So here we are mid-May with definitely a good news, bad news situation. So the good news is there's a lot of worthy opportunity around. We got some weather on the outside, though. That's the bad news into that. And get this. I just checked the NOAA Outer Waters forecast for tonight. And that's the area that covers from the Channel Islands down to Nick and SBI. And, you know, there's some prime territory there. So the forecast is northwest 35 to 45 with 13 to 18 foot seas building to 15 to 20 foot, 20 foot at 11 second intervals.
Oh my God.
That is seriously gnarly.
Wow.
You believe that?
Okay, so now now that you're done with the South Africa report, what's it going to be like here?
Yeah, that's crazy. And, you know, and it really sucks because things are trying to get rolling. You know, there's been a little fish there at the Channel Islands and Nick, not so much in terms of exotics, but, you know, Santa Barbara Island, hear a little this and that about that there. And, man, after this breeze, it's going to take a little bit to reboot the whole scenario. So, oh, well, it is what it is. At Catalina, it's been weird this spring, as I've been saying, it's, you know, and it's, I think, trying to get a little bit better organized. Bass fishing is very good just about any place you'd stop. And, of course, all the bottom grabbers are biting, you know, no doubt about that. Sea bass situation, difficult at best. There's just not that much there. And, you know, this is usually prime time. We're usually knocking the crap out of them there at this time of year. Just not happening right now for whatever reason. A bit more signal on the smaller yellowtail around, mostly backside east, but, you know, they're starting to bite a little bit better. And sardine fish, because the squid situation is difficult for sure, although that squid situation is getting a little bit better. Same sector, backside middle. And, guys, the seals back there are just brutal. You got to be nimble with your crowder. You can't be asleep at the switch there because those seals will chase that ball by and you know, when it passes you, a lot of times there's nothing behind it there, so you got to be quick. And drifting is working better than anchoring, so you can keep moving around there. Along the coast, we're definitely on Barracuda watch. It is mid-May, and traditionally this is the time they start to show up, and conditions are much better than they've been here past couple of weeks. Water's cleaning up, 65 degrees, plenty of bait, and it's looking good, so we'll see if some of that Barracuda swims in, starts biting. Bass fishing's been pretty good. And then offshore, man, just crazy good fishing for this time of year. Those bluefin tunas are not that far, which is nice. Spread from kind of the hidden bank sector out toward that 390 like that. Good volume of fish, and they're all settled in. They're just loving all that bait that's in the area, so they're probably not going anywhere for a little bit. But for the private boat guys, what's awesome is that, you know, they're getting jig strikes. It's really fun to be trolling around. You troll a Halco or Rapala or regular old cedar plug or maybe even a albacore feather, get a jig strike, throw some bait, and get a nice bait stop going, and a lot of that fish is very catchable size, so that's been really nice, and it's crazy good for this time of year. And then for the exotics of the week, trigger fish above Newport Beach on some of the bass spots.
Trigger fish? That's an exotic for you.
Trigger fish. Go figure. Yeah, they caught a handful of really nice ones here in the past week or so in that nice clean water. Bass fishing's getting going and trigger fish are biting.
So I still don't have a local trigger fish. And like you see guys catch them in the Coronado sometimes, we're good. Like I want one. I want to say that I have caught one of those and I haven't. And I want one bad. Like I gotta get my squid strip and shallow water Coronado Islands game together this year. I want to say that I caught one of those things.
Well, that's the way to do it. That's the way most of them are caught. So
there it is.
You'll be on it, buddy.
Yeah, but of course.
That's this week's report.
Well, and Danny and the boys will have it right for you at fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number at the storage area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And the breaking news that I've been hinting about for like breaking news, and I've been mentioning for about 3 weeks now, still on hold. Had a little setback in the situation there, and you know, but it's getting closer. And one of these days, I will have breaking news.
Okay.
Be good news for everybody.
All right, cool, Mark. Awesome. Thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys.
Thanks,
we'll
Mark. Appreciate that very much. All right, well, the texts are absolutely piled up and pouring
like
in this morning, and everybody's excited to talk to Dwayne, and we're going to jump right back into it, starting off with this one. So fun to listen to Dwayne. I absolutely love the show every time when he's on. Question, Dwayne, when the bluefin get really finicky, what's one adjustment that private boaters you feel often overlook that could potentially change their success? That's from Jimmy in San Marcos.
I feel like a lot of times guys get kind of stuck in what they want to do rather than what the fish want to do. So, you know, they're convinced they caught fish one way for the last month, and they don't want to switch it up, whether it be kite, spreader bar, jig, you know, you name it. It's you always got to kind of have a backup plan and another way to go about it. You know, you just can't rely on one single method, that's for sure.
Switch it up.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Just switch it up.
If it's not working, switch it up.
Yeah. They're not eating the flyer under the kite. You're seeing them coming under the boat. Go ahead and do a seeker rig, a brawler rig. You know, yeah, any other way you can fish them other than how you have been fishing when they're biting, do it.
Yeah. So I'm up in Montana. I'm learning that fishery, and it's a steep learning curve. I'm learning every day that I go out and fishing with Fred's Greg Scotesbury, Chris Scott, and other people up there. And one thing I learned this time was what worked yesterday doesn't necessarily is going to work today.
Yep.
And like I'm in the spot, I see fish on the live scope, and they're not eating. Got to switch your fly.
Yep.
You got to switch it up and switch it into stuff that you may not think is going to work. It's like, oh, look, that worked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I've seen it where the fish just turn off to a color, and then all you got to do is switch a color, and then they bite again. It's a fresh look, or, you know, they're eating poppers, and they stop eating poppers, and you walk a surface walking stick bait.
Yeah.
You know, just switch it up. Have other things in your arsenal, other methods ready to go in your back pocket.
Yeah. And that's true in saltwater, freshwater.
Everything.
Cross what about, like when you fish down in the South Pacific, or you're fishing the Bocas or whatever?
Yeah. Same thing. You just change your presentation. You change your lure look, your color, whatever. Just give it a different look. If you can wear these fish out, and they can get used to what you're offering them. That's for sure.
You've now become so well versed in getting to have a good handle on what happens in your backyard, but got to experience a lot of different international fisheries. Does that change your gear, technique? And basically, what I'm getting at is, I've seen you over years, you know, casting lures with a surface iron rod and reel in your hand. And then you go to other parts of the world where that same fishing is done with a spinning rod and reel. Different fish, different times. Like, has one thing influenced how you do it here or vice versa?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, fishing South Pacific and Australia and GBR and all that stuff, I got really into fishing crazy different topwater baits, you know, and fishing them on long rods. Or bass, like super heavy bass or musky rods. I'm not really a spinning rod guy. It's so fun. Like, I hit you between the eyes like 75 yards away with a long rod, left or right-handed. But you put a spinning rod at me, you stand at 12 o'clock, I'm going to cast at 1 or I'm casting at 3.
Which is funny because I'm the exact same way, and that's the tool that the rest of the world uses for accuracy.
The funny part of that
is hanging
with the Aussies, like, you know, in Fiji. We've had a couple really good years of big tuna over there, like 100-plus-pound yellowfin, and they see me go to the rail. I'm like, what are you doing, Mike? And I'm like, oh, this is how you get them into the boat without burning the core of them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you know, that's not pulling on fish. And then within a day, they have their spinning rods upside down on the rail.
That's great.
Classic.
And then we do beach casting with conventional setups, trying to get them to learn. But, yeah, it's rad.
That's fun.
It's cool to
is that why they call it down under?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris from Bailey from Queen Creek, Arizona, writes in. Good morning, guys. Thanks for all the great information for private boaters fishing offshore right now. What's the mistake you consistently see guys making when they mark tuna but can't get bit? And if you heard it, had it to narrow it down to one adjustment in either presentation, boat position, or sonar interpretation that dramatically increases hookups, what would that be?
You know, it's a really good question. I feel like the thing I see most is either chumming too much or chumming too little, not chumming in the same spot. You know, you always want to throw your bait downwind corner, keeps that bait under your boat for the most part, keeps the fish in the corner. You get them trained that way. You after a half hour putting the same piece of chum in the same corner, anything that hits that corner in the water is going to get bit or looked at for sure. So that's a really good thing to do, and I see guys, you know, spraying bait all over the place, throwing it downswell, upswell, behind the boat, whatever, you know. You want to train these fish, and that's a good way to really up your numbers for sure.
Okay.
That's great, Tim.
Good stuff.
That's something I'm very guilty of not doing. Like,
yeah.
That's a good little nugget for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I had another fun text from Carlos and Menifee. He said, hey, guys, what a fun show this is. Dwayne, just in case we have an opportunity at big daytime tuna on the fly line, could you go over what your favorite larger test still fly line outfit would be?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a Daiwa Saltiga 60 two-speed. We'll be fishing that with straight 80 or 100-pound braid and a short top shot. of your choice of fluoro, whatever this fish are eating, whether it be 60, 80, 100. Mm-hmm. God, it'd be nice if it ate 100. Usually 60. But yeah, pair it up with a rod of your choice that's adequate for your pulling powers that matches that reel. You know, personally, I think on those setups, I'm using a 1x3 is what my favorite is. Nice stout rod, like good shutdown, but it also has a bit of tip to it. You can cast with it. It's not cumbersome, but it's heavy. It's got a rail grip, you know, but you can definitely fish it a lot harder and a lot longer than a, you know, like a 30 and a 2x4 or something like that.
Yeah. Now, what's a short top shot for Dwayne?
A short top shot for me fishing bluefin is going to be 10 feet.
Okay.
10 feet. Now, all fluorocarbon.
All fluoro. Long ones will be 20 feet.
Okay. Yeah. And a little plug for our sponsor, Seaguar, here. Don't forget, they now have 100-pound, 130-pound in Seaguar gold coils now. So thinner, tougher. I mean, it's like, why would you use anything else?
Yeah. That's going to pay real dividends. When that fish gets up on the shallows and we get a little bit more live bait fishing this year, like that line is going to absolutely be the ticket.
And
sure.
It's available now.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, great text here from Matt, and he says, good morning, guys. Great show. Question for Dwayne. When checking offshore waters, you mentioned sea heights to find tuna. What site is you found on, and how does that affect tuna fishing?
I use typically SeaView Mobile.
SeaView Mobile.
Yeah. And SeaView, the commercial version, is a very, very high-end, very technologically savvy site. A lot of the commercial long lines and guys like Lasley and that sort use. It's a little bit expensive on the computer side, but on the mobile side, it's about $200 a year. It gives you options for chloro, temperature, sea surface heights, current, all that fun stuff. And I feel like with the sea surface height, that's kind of just a raise in the water. It kind of draws stuff in. You're looking at kelps, rips, breaks, and a lot of time bait, and that's what draws the fish into those areas.
So what does the sea height have to do with those things?
That's kind of where the water's spinning up and coming together and raising. So you got to think, if it's spinning up right there and causing a higher height. Yeah, exactly. It's drawing stuff in. That's why, have you ever noticed, like, when you're actually having killer days of bluefin fishing or almost any fishing, you look around and you're going to see kelps.
Yes.
It's stuff
in the water.
Yeah. Not dirty water, for speak. It's clean. But, like, you know, there's a lot more kelp patties. There's a lot more, you know what I mean, bird, a lot more bait. And it's all drawn in from current. And raising
like
the ocean.
A confluence.
So it's like I've said in seminars, like, you know, I'm sure we've all been in situations where there's a 10, 15, 20 mile long break, and it could even be a straight break. And this fish are on that break somewhere. We know, we've been fishing them, but they made a move. Where are you going to look? What's the only anomaly that's changed in that break? Whether it's going green to blue, cold to warm, what's it going to be? It's going to be a sea surface height. That's where everything gets drawn in. So typically, it's not going to be 100% of the time, but I'd say 8-9 times out of 10, which worked for us when we're looking for it.
So, you look for the higher water.
Yeah, look for the higher water.
Huh. And like when you're saying higher water, is it millimeters? Is it centimeters? Is it inches?
I believe it's inches, feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that's on big
up. Big. Yeah, you think about, you know, when there's an unfathomable amount of water that's moving with those big currents, and when it pushes up against something that doesn't, I mean, it's just, that's what it does.
It stacks
up.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, we had another great one. And it says, man, I'm really enjoying this show. So much fun. Dwayne, can you tell us a little bit about the three boats in your fleet, how they differ from each, what are the trips like, and then what is your favorite boat to run? I know you cut your teeth with the pilot house. Fun to see you on a center console. What do the different boats offer you in terms of fishing, group comfort, et cetera?
Yeah, so the Parkers are great boats. You obviously got cover with the pilot house and the cuddy cabin, so it's a nice warm ride out. You also have a very, very spacious cockpit to fish from. Very good bait capacity because of the size of the cockpit. We have big bait tanks. You know, versus the center console, you're looking at a full walk-around fishability. The cockpit's a little smaller in the back, but you got a big bow for casting. Personally, I really like all my boats. They all have a special time and place for everything. Parkers, I think, are great short range. They're great, you know, cockpit fishing behind the boat fishing, great for sea bass on the anchor. You're warm, you have a place to sleep, etc. But the center console is really great just casting. It's good because it's really fast. The boat rides incredible, and the range on that boat is also incredible. I have about 350 miles range, maybe even a little more if I'm easy on the fuel there, the gas. And you know, so they all got their place for sure, and I wouldn't give any of them up for the world.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. All of them, are, yeah. Yeah, but if you want to, but in the wintertime?
Yeah, I'm going in that Parker.
The Parker, yeah.
I went in the cabin. I ran the Parker this week a couple days ago for the first time in a couple of years for a charter, and in the morning I was still, I came down with my parka and all my stuff, and I was like, oh, I don't even need this. Like, in the hoodie on the way down. It was nice to be warm. Yeah, for sure.
With that said, though, I challenge anybody to get in a beanbag or whatever, maybe in the back of that center console driving home, and try to keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. It's not happening.
No.
Yeah, good stuff, for sure. Hey, another great text here, and it's from Sean in Boston Valley. He says, good morning, guys. Great show. Got to ask Dwayne if he found his favorite spot in the world, or is it the opportunity to try new places that brings you more joy?
Yeah, that's, you nailed it right there with the second part of that question. Is once I realized the world was bigger than San Diego, because I was just still locked in here, like, doing my thing, and you know what I mean? The fishing, we're blessed with such a good fishery here in Southern California. It's amazing. Baja as well. But once I realized that it was bigger than that and started, you know, dipping my toes into other parts of the world, other fisheries, my mind just, like, exploded. You know, the opportunity's endless. It's infinite things to learn, really cool backdrops, really cool species, really cool methods. And it's all stuff you can log in your head to, you know, take back to wherever you're from. But also with that said, out of the places I've been, there's definitely some favorites. I'm going to go ahead and say Great Barrier Reef is definitely a favorite.
Really?
Just on Rick's. Cedros?
Cedros,
believe it or not. Like,
Cedros are our backyard.
That's like one of the most amazing fisheries in the world for kingfish or for yellowtail.
Yeah.
You know, there's Fiji's really, really good, you know, time of year thing for yellowfin, topwater yellowfin. Micronesia's really good for just crazy across-the-board species. Panama's amazing for jigging. You know, everywhere I've gone, fortunately, has had its own, like, special fishery. And I've enjoyed them all just equally, pretty much.
Yeah. So there's no one favorite.
Not really. You know, every time, it's kind of like you get off a trip and you're like, oh my God, that was so freaking amazing. I freaking love this place. But you're like always like compare it to where else you've gone. And I feel like most trips at the end of the trip, you're just like, wow, like I'm going back here,
that's
you
great.
Know, type thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, where is the next place?
That's a good question. Like you said earlier, we're speaking Mike Hennessy at Encanto de Vida and in Golfito, Costa Rica, and I think we're going to be doing a couple weeks there. Again, we're going to be doing Bocas del Toro again, and then it looks like we're going to actually be doing either 3 or 4 hosted weeks with Los Locos and Magbay this year, and that's another amazing
that
I absolutely love.
So cool.
What is Los Locos?
Los Locos is a super premium fly fishing destination operation out of Magbay. They're there in San Carlos. They've been there for about 10 years now. Really good guys. These guys are like cut from the same cloth as us as far as being like core and like just so driven. They're not your typical fly fisherman. They're not pastel shirt thing guys. They're raw dudes that have like tried and tested everything in fly fishing and started in the mountains and made their way down to Baja. They did a bunch of exploration down there, got to be really tight with a lot of families down in San Carlos, started their deal, and they've just taken off and taken the fly world by storm. One of the top destinations in the world. The boys just put those guys in the best position every day on the fly rod to catch marlin. I picked up the fly rod for the first time in my life in early December there. Took about a half hour of casting practice, and on my fifth attempt on a static bait ball, I hung a marlin, first fish I ever caught fly by marlin. And first time I ever retrieved a fly, I learned how to double strip, not single strip.
Wow.
The guys are really good. They taught me everything.
So
and,
it's all fly fishing?
Yeah, it's all fly fishing, but they also have a 32 Ocean Master Center console, and it looks like we're going to be doing conventional fishing with them.
You have never seen somebody put out cooler content.
Oh, my God.
Than what those guys, I mean, just... Yeah. Spectacular! It's Magbay. I mean, it's everything that you would think it would be with people.
And
who
all those
are really
guys are like
the lens.
Like professional photographers. And then they have Matt Foranis, is also known as the GOAT. He's one of the gnarliest filmer photographers I've ever met. Straight red cam in the water, out of the water. Like the guy's just, and he just thrives on capturing moments.
That's cool.
Like, and
that's
out
his
every day
comes
with,
from.
Yeah. He doesn't even fish. He's out on the boat. He switches boats every day, just getting shots. And it's just the review every night, like their little man cave. Where they have like happy hour and bar food and stuff, they put it on the TV and people are just jaw dropped all day long from the images this guy captures.
How fun!
Yeah, super rad place. So
super. Well, I just got a text from Bob Hulus.
Okay,
with Costa. He reminded me that 25% off today. It's just insane. You know, Bob,
It's an insane deal
at Dana Landing today. 25% off on Costas. But he also wanted to mention that the yellows are biting at the island. Captain Matt Barlow on the Limitless has limits. And Matty's been on the bite over there.
So. Matt's on fire. Matt always does such a good job.
Such a beautiful boat. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to say, too, I got who's convinced me to try the new Costa Gold lens glasses?
Oh, yeah.
I was hesitant, too, because I'm a guy that, like, I have to have my sunglasses. Like, I can't step outside and not just be, like, reaching for my sunglasses.
For sure.
I wear gray silver mirrors. It's the, you know, it's the most dark. It's what I need. And so I'm always very hesitant. You know, outside of, like, you know, in the dark. And I got a pair of those new gold lenses from Costa. I love them. They're one step above the Sunrise Silver, mirroring a little bit more, but a great low-light glass. But you can stay in them a lot longer. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with them. They're really, really
nice
pair of lenses. If you haven't tried those golds, especially go down to Dana Landing, because you can at least try them on. And this is the perfect condition to do that. It's an overcast May gray, which, as much as we like to, as much as we hate to say it, we have this condition a lot offshore.
Yeah.
That is a really nice pair of shades to try.
Yeah, for sure. Also, Mike Lum is over there, too, with the Captain Rollins Kids at Sea. He says they're kicking off Reel a Week today at Dana Landing. $25 per entry. You guys buy four, you get one free, plus a bonus entry into win a 3-day trip on the American Angler.
Love it.
So go by, see Mike at the Rollo booth there, and have a chance to win some fantastic reels on the Reel a Week Rollo event, and have a chance to support Captain Rollo's and take kids fishing.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I had a fun text come through. Question for Dwayne. I remember back in the year seeing you guys doing a lot of effort targeting sea bass, halibut, yellowtail, etc. Would there be an opportunity to book a trip to specifically target those? I'm guessing we might have to do it a couple days in a row to get our feet wet. And if we did so, where on the coast would you be taking us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we kind of went through a squid cycle, you know, call it like 11 through 14, and that's when we were heavily doing that, the squid nest, yellowtail, sea bass, you know, thing. And we've gotten some opportunity here the last couple of years. It's good to see the squid come back here locally, and we're definitely into it. It just kind of depends on, like, you know, conditions, if things call for it, if the fish are here, if the squid are nesting up, throwing out pheromones, getting fish on the beds. Best thing to do is kind of just keep an eye on our Instagram. We obviously won't post the day of if we're catching bass and stuff like that. But if you see that, or you see whim of bass being caught on squid around here, just give us a call. We'll get you all dialed in.
There you go.
I like your idea, though, man. Like, that's one of those things that you know, if you're wanting to do a different fishery and something that takes time, like, you've got the right game plan. Am I like, book Nico for 3 days in a row.
Absolutely.
Book Dwayne for 3 days in a
row
in the early spring. Like, that's not a fish that you're just going to pick a day on the calendar and expect to go have a day. But, you know, you start putting days together.
Yep, we'll go grind about.
Zone, and you're going to learn a whole bunch. You know,
exactly.
Take that trip as the learning experience. It's not just going to be holding a big halibut at the end of the day, but you're going to learn the coast with those guys.
Yep,
and,
exactly.
You know,
yep, hands-on seminar.
I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ron Lane is on the air.
Hey.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, you are. What's going on at Fastlane today?
This place is packed. I can't believe it. There's a lot of people down here. And, I mean, where can you go buy your baits and talk to Corey Sandin and Afrin from More Baits? I mean, I was out there talking to those guys, and I just can't believe, you know, here you are, the guy that's fishing these things and knows all about these baits. And they're on sale, and you're sitting there talking straight to the man.
Yeah, well, I'd forgotten that our co-host, friend Corey Sandin, MC Swimbaits, is there.
Right.
Has he got buy two, get one free there, too?
Yeah, no, there's deals going on.
Holy
mackerel. I didn't have time to check on what the deals were, but it's like I saw guys coming real early this morning buying baits that they were going to go use today.
I love
there
that.
There you go.
I love that.
Yeah, nice. Good time to get out there, for sure. So what's going on at Fast Lane next door?
Well, we've got a great sale going on. The Salty Crew stuff, the brand new, all the new stuff is 25% off. And the sale rack is 40% off.
What?
So it. And we've got the head rep from Salty Crew, you know, helping us this morning. So it's kind of fun. You know, watching him do his thing. He knows all about the products and what fabric they are and everything. I was kind of impressed. Now, the other thing that the kayak fishermen and a lot of these small boaters, Yak Attack we have all their gear on sale for 20% off. And that's rod holders, fish finder holders, all kinds of really great little products. And those black boxes that everybody puts on the back of their kayak, those things are 20% off. This is like, doesn't happen.
Yeah, doesn't happen. No,
and it's, so, happening, it's happening today only.
Today only, and all the way through the open business, right now to through the close of business this afternoon. And I know Ron and I had a chance to catch up yesterday, go surfing, and you were telling me you're selling the heck out of kayaks, too, especially inflatables, right?
Oh, yeah, inflatables. So we have, I know we have 111 left, and it's at an unbelievably low price that I can't talk about.
No, you told me that price. It's like, can I say it's like no, I can't say it. It's so, but it's like what he told me that what he told me that price, it was like,
well,
what?
To give you an idea, I got 20 of them, and they're 2022s, so they were just sitting in boxes doing nothing, and they found them up at Hobie Cat. I bought them all. And I have one left.
One left.
Unbelievable life.
So if you want it, you better get over there right now. Yeah.
Or call in.
Yeah, call and say, put that, here's my credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that one. I want that 11. So, all right. So you're going to be there all day today selling. It's Salty Crew at 25% off. That's a great deal.
Yeah,
it's a smoking deal.
And that's all the new gear we just
got. Yeah, those new boat shorts, take advantage of that deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I like it. You can... They stretch your pants. They can bend over and they don't hurt.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. All right, Ryan. Well, how do we find you?
Oh, yeah. We're here at 619-222-0766. And then we're right across the street from SeaWorld, right in Dana Landing Marina. And I got to tell you, I haven't seen this place this crowded in a while.
Great.
And we've got big raffles going on, too. I did Steve talk about that?
Oh, yeah. No, all the benefits, CCA, yeah. and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Yeah, lots of good stuff.
There you go.
Well, good to see. Steve was worried nobody was going to show.
Yeah,
I was like, what? You kidding me? Yeah. Everybody's there.
Yeah.
So you better get down there.
I've been building for a few weeks
now.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yeah. This is going to be a huge day.
Dana Landing and Fast Lane Kayaks right there across from SeaWorld. Get down there. Ron, we'll see you in a few after the show.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Hey, Ron. Nice to hear from you.
No doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your texts. More with Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
Even the biggest tuna can become line shy. That's why Seaguar has introduced Big Game Gold Label Leader Coils. Seaguar's Big Game Gold Label is a thinner yet stronger 100% fluorocarbon leader. That means it's less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. It helps if you fool and then catch the monsters of the sea. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available in 100 to 200 pound leader coils. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, there's nothing like a Tranks.
Oh, dude.
For throwing baits, for throwing anything. Surface iron, calico fishing, tuna fishing.
I'm not about to get anybody in trouble, so I'm going to be very delicate when I say this. That Dana Landing sale, you heard the mention, there's going to be a very special opportunity on Tranks today. Beyond special and all the other stuff that's already
with
on
all
sale.
The free rod deal?
Just there's going to be a very special deal on Tranks, and just say that. If that reel is on your hit list, you have to go to Dana Landing today.
Today, yeah. And it's not, and if it's not on your hit list, make it on your hit
no
list.
No doubt.
Because it is truly the best bait casting reel, whether it be the size 150 all the way up to the 500, and the new 400
for stick baiting and popper fishing, school size tuna thing fits in your hand. It's a powerhouse. I love it. Check out the new Shimano Tranks. Pick up one today at Dana Landing.
Whether you're on the lake, on the river, or on the bay, when you hop on board for a day on the water, make sure everyone's on board with wearing a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. Get on board A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having such a great time here with Captain Wayne this morning,
this
talking fishing.
Flying, right?
I know, it's crazy.
Flying by. And so many great texts. I have a really good one from Mike in Oceanside. I'll bring it up here. And it says, good morning. Great show. Can Captain Dwayne tell us about his early years and how he got started in the charter business?
Yeah. So I grew up here in Point Loma area. And, you know, I was born in 78. So daycare in the 80s consisted of wherever my parents could put me. And a lot of times it was either the beach if there's waves or, you know, there's a group of kids down at the beach or at the pier. So I grew up fishing Ocean Beach Pier, Shelter Island Pier. It's where I became friends with guys like, you know, Ryan Bostein, Jody Morgan, Levi Schall, Zeke De La Garza, a lot of the old school guys that were on these boats early days. We all grew up just pier rats.
That's awesome.
And, you know, that transferred into hanging out on the bait barge. One of my dad's best friends, Glenn, was one of the bait barge managers back in the day at Mission Bay, Everingham Brothers. And that became a bit of a daycare center for a while too. That was really fun.
What a good spot. Yeah, you can't go anywhere.
Then from there I think I spent like a spring break and a little bit of the beginning of a summer break. And then I was on the barge and John Henderson, came up, Drew's dad, and he was running the Phoenix and they yanked me off the barge one day to come deadhead on the boat. And, it kind of just went from there. You know, I worked with John on the Phoenix for a handful of years and went over to Seaforth and worked like Johnny Clausen and Roy Rose and on the San Diego and Sea Watch, and ended up with Ralston on the Legend for a little bit, Akita, and yeah, just kind of went from there, you know. So, you know, I took a little break for a while in my early 20s, and when I got back into fishing, I kind of fell in love with the small boat thing. I was kind of running yachts a little bit down the Cabo up here, and like the smaller group load, and, you know, linked up with my good friend Jamie Finnens at the time, and he started season sport fishing, and I started as a deckhand with him and just built my way up and got my license and ran boats for him for a handful of years, and then it was time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and kind of did my own thing, and it's been off to the races since.
Good for you. Awesome, man. How'd you get the name Dwayne Diego?
It was a name that my really good friend Ramiro gave me. Because
your real name is Dwayne Mallor.
It is Dwayne Mallor, correct.
Yeah, but everybody knows Dwayne Diego.
Yeah, and he just called me Mr. Diego because, you know, we knew a lot of people in town. I'm from here, so, you know, the outreach of friends goes far. And it was just, Mr. Diego, and just turned into Dwayne Diego.
So. Yeah, but officially you're still Dwayne Mallor?
Yeah.
How come you haven't changed your name? Yeah.
Because my mom would probably be pissed. That's our last name.
Yeah, I understand that. That's pretty cool. You have a good text.
I thought so. It said, hey, guys, what a fun show. I'm listening to you guys loud and clear on the app in Sicily, Italy. Question for Dwayne. When trolling halcos, what are your two favorite colors, and what speed do you like to troll them, and do they have to go 2 miles behind the boat?
First answer to that question is no, they don't have to go 2 miles behind the boat. You actually want them close enough that if you get a jig strike, you can throw bait and get this fish to come to the corner of the back of the boat and eat your baits. As far as color goes, I'm a black and purple, whether it's that tiger stripe black and purple or the black and purple in general, kind of traditional on dark days. And during brighter days, I really like that blue and silver. But I've had it where all we could get were like the fire tiger ones, and you put them out there a bit too. So I think it's just more about presentation and get them through the right school. I like to put them on the fourth wake. Again, that way, if we get a jig strike, we can turn that into a bait stop and have them react to chum and stuff. If you've got it 2 miles behind your boat, you can throw a bait and you're just, you know, throwing bait in the water. Yeah.
So is the halco the thing now? Or
yeah, it seems like it.
Like the Shimano Ledge Runner or
Rapala's
or something
like that? It's been a thing for a while.
I mean,
we've been fishing it. I remember I fished it the first time in Baja on downriggers for a grouper, and it's a killer strong bait. And then we had it. We were on a yacht. I was just kind of crewing one weekend a few years ago, probably 5 years ago, with my friend Sam Wiseman, and that's all they had on the boat because the boat was in Cabo and East Cape all the time. So, all right, let's put these things out. And we put them out. Everybody's doing 15 knots with Mad Max, and we put out these laser minnows. I've never fished bluefin with them before. And I think we had like 8 fish up to like 100 pounds on them just going from point A to B from Clemente back to San Diego.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, these things work. And I'm sure guys were catching fish on them before that too. But that's the first time I used them. And, you know, fast forward to here, and now it's the bait of choice when you're dragging stuff behind the boat. And they work really good. But, yeah, you definitely don't need to put them way back there.
And what speed?
I like 6.5-7 knots. Same nice, for the bar. Speed. Yeah, I don't like going fast. I feel like 6.5-7, that's the speed they've always liked for me.
How big a bar you like to fill?
I fish that Carlson bar. I really like it. The one with the bulbous bird, not the big, you know, blocky bird with the metal wings, the bulbous one. I feel like it's got the perfect amount of, like, water displacement. It's not too big. I really like muted colors. I do not like brighter colors. I've not had luck with them. You know, right now my favorite one is a dark green birds, and, like, almost a mackerel, clear mackerel squids on them. That thing gets absolutely hammered. Our other good ones is brown, and the other one's black. And it's just muted colors. You know, I really think a bright bird throws them off. I could be wrong. That's just me. But
do you throw it down the middle, or do you the bird, or I mean the spreader bar? Or do
no,
you
we'll throw them out the sides. Yeah, up yeah, sides. Yeah. Sometimes like
and not that far back. You said
the bar. I put it just where my clean water starts. Okay. I don't like it way, way back there. I feel like
where you need binoculars
call
to
it,
see it.
No, not even. Like call it 10, 15 yards behind your clean water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't need to go any further.
So your spread will be like plugs. Closer to the
sure.
boat.
Yep, in the corners.
And then the bar.
Out
you
the
bar on both sides or just one side?
I just do one. Yeah.
One side.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And if it calls for, you know, we start hanging big ones on the one, you know, on the bar, then we just pull in the halcos and put two bars out.
There you go.
All right. I like it, man.
Hey, question. It's a good question. I'm going to read it, but normally I wouldn't because there's no phone number, no name, so no suit for you. No sunglasses for you. Question. Can you book a trip to target white sea bass and halibut, and where would you travel to target those?
If I could book a trip to fish white sea bass and halibut, there's two dudes I would go with. The first dude would be Bryce Herman up in the Channel Islands. He's born and raised there, cut his teeth doing that fishery, and he's very, very, very savvy in it and very, very, very talented. Second guy would be Wes Pearson. Everybody knows who Wes is. Wes is a hell of a captain, hell of an angler, knows his deal, and really, really fun to fish with.
That fishery that those guys have enjoyed, you know, the last few years, and hopefully it gets rolling again this year for them, that, you know, in shallow water, catching those sea bass with a fluke when you're casting a rod and reel with, you know, basically a heavy bass rod and casting to 30 to 50 pounders in shallow water, that is so cool.
What a cool change up to traditional sea bass fishing. The bait weight. I mean, we used to love it when it would eat the fly line in the dark. Not, you know, fly line squid, no weight. That was really cool. But just being able to sight cast these things on lighter gear, like watch them eat, that's pretty darn special.
I love it, man. Another fun one, this was from Mike. Says, man, what a great show. Dwayne, I need you to go back to last show and talk a little bit more about dogtooth tuna. Your discussion was so epic, and it has me still frothing to book a trip. Tell us about catching doggies.
Yeah, those are the toughest fish in the ocean that I've come across. Like I was saying on the last show, I've never really got a chance to put my hands on a proper one on the rod and reel. I've always been guiding or running the boat when we've gotten bit. But, you know, those things, they love tons of current, lots of bait. They're absolute voracious. Like, if you send something down and they're in the zone, they're going to eat it. Cool. And they're a head full of steam. You know, those fish are the only fish in the world that will give themselves a heart attack on their first initial run. And you'll hear it from me. You'll hear it from anybody who's fished them. If you stop them on that first run, you got them, but you better be able to stop them. You know,
because they live around reefs.
They live on the reef edges. You know, the best spots I know of them are definitely on super deep reef ledges and in the like channels. Channels on tides when it's ripping current. You got to use like 500 gram jigs to get down. You're still scoped out, and they still eat them.
Wow.
So I know Brawla. Yeah. Gavin and those guys, they just got back from Seychelles. I haven't been there yet. It's on the hit list. Hopefully get over there in the next couple years. But Right after he was there, my friend Maddie from Australia, Pelagic Pursuit, was there, and he said the same thing. It was just absolutely mind-blowing opportunity of those fish, and they were only able to land a couple of pieces of the bigger ones called triple digits, but just wow. An absolute hoot to pull on those things. Like, if you like to get corned, if that's your thing, it's kind of my thing. Yeah, that's I like a really good challenge, and that's a really good challenge, and I highly recommend it.
Something to be said when one just abuses you completely. You hook it, you do nothing but hold on to it and watch as it takes all your line away and then breaks off and swims away and you just look at your buzz. Wow, man, what just happened?
We call that getting disrespected, and it's fun.
So speaking of getting corned, as you say, yellowtail here.
Yeah.
They'll do that to you, especially 48-pounders here, right?
Absolutely. Okay, that's a good warm-up fish.
You hook a big yellow here. How do you stop it? You know it's a big one. He's taking you to the lunch. You're in 100 feet of water, and you know he's headed right for the rock.
That's why you always fish the heavy when you're fishing yellow. Okay. That's my game for sure.
Like what's heavy?
Like 80 braid to 50 or 60 if you can.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the game is keep his head out of the rocks, and once you get his head out of the rocks, keep his head looking at the sun, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to pull.
Put the heat on.
Pull the heat. Huh?
Yep, short stroke. Just keep his head looking at the sun.
Yeah. As soon as you let up.
Oh, you're done.
They know where their home is. It's over.
Yep.
With that said, you hook a, you know, whatever that fish was, a 45-pounder, and he's pointed the wrong direction. He's like, they don't make gear that stops that fish. You know? Sometimes you get disrespected. It doesn't matter what piece of rod and reel is in your hand. If that fish eats the right fish eats it, and he's close to his home, and he's going the wrong direction from the start, like, you're not stopping him.
Yep.
Right? And that's the fun of it.
Yep,
exactly.
It's not a gimme. It's not a gimme thing.
Yeah, you don't win. You don't get to win every time with those things.
And the thing about yellows, too, is that you think, oh, it's over. And then you kind of let up a little bit. It's over.
Now it's over.
And they won.
Yeah. So how tight is your drag when you're fishing? And you know there's a 30-pound yellow in the water right now.
Really, really tight.
Really tight.
Like
stupid tight.
I'd say at least 18 pounds of drag.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
and make sure all your connections, all your braid, everything's sound. So don't go out there with dirty braid or think, you know, or any doubts in your gear is bad.
That's
go ahead and change it out.
That's when it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're not being serious. You're just messing around.
Sure. Hey, Mike in Rosemead says, I'm sure it never happens to you on local charters in San Diego. Properly complete shutdown of full blown. And it's full blown on fire up in the Channel Islands. Is this something that you would ever consider taking your boats up there?
No, you know, I really like being based out of San Diego. You know,
well, it's your name's Dwayne Diego.
This is our home port, and I have pride of fishing out of here and being able to get it done out of here. So if it's tough here and it's rad up there, that's awesome. But I'm going to try to make it happen down here. You know, I'm from here, I live here. This is my home, and this is where I fish. So.
I like it.
All right.
Hey, I had a text from our, you know, from Captain Taro on the Liberty. He was just talking, you know, about how great this offshore fishing has become. And, you know, we talked about them potentially making the move, but, you know, Taro just wanted to remind everybody that they are full steam ahead, day and a half and 2-day boat at a Fisherman's Landing running every day for the rest of the summer. They've committed to that offshore run. And, you know, that boat, as we talked about the last time Taro was on, has a tendency of getting a lot of charters. Well, that charter run doesn't kick in usually until we get a little bit later into the summer. So there's some opportunities to fish open party on the Liberty that just aren't going to exist later on. So a great time to get to go day and a half and 2-day fishing with those guys right now. And the bluefin fishing has just been so good.
And
what
close,
a great boat
too,
to get
right?
to. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the thing about the Liberty, it's super big. Super comfortable, great bunks.
Yeah, so great.
Everything's big on it.
Yeah, showers and bathrooms and the food is elevated. They just do such a good job.
Carl's doing a great job.
Yeah, no doubt
about it. So he's doing day and a half and 2-day trips, and they're all booking on Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, all summer long, man.
So he's got them up there right now.
Yeah, right now. You can book a trip right
now
for the summer. Totally.
Like spring, summer.
That's it,
fall, the whole thing.
Totally.
Book it up. I know we have two hosted Let's Talk Hookup trips on the Liberty, 2-day trips. They're on our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the trips page.
And that's a good one, too, because those are in the latter part of the year when normally the boat is
We actually have one in June.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
great,
we have
better.
One end of June, which is prime time.
What I was just getting at was the boat gets chartered so much,
right.
you often don't get an opportunity to go. And the Let's Talk is a charter, but you get to go on it.
And we throw a lot of great gear from AFCO, Shimano, a lot of great gear on there. Gamakatsu sponsors. Yeah, Seaguar. Gamakatsu sponsors. Everybody gets hooks. On the Gamakatsu charter trips.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah. So check those
out. Check them out. No doubt. Hey, had a another fun text come through. And this one, morning, guys. Dwayne, I was hoping you could give me a little bit of rundown on rigging up the kite. Do you guys prefer to tie loops in the kite line and use snap swivels? Do you prefer the sliding setups, multiple clips, et cetera?
Yeah. So we do the basic, you know, obviously balloon to kite thing. As far as the line goes and our clip settings, I do the loop in the line. I think that's better, especially if you're turning a lot and chasing fish around. I feel like the sliding clip will twist up on your line sometimes and kind of foobar you up. Yeah, double line as well or double clip. Yep, if it's windy, you're bit and you know you're going to get bit again. Just, you know, we've got loops.
Give them another. Yeah,
just give them another. And then, you know, we've actually sent three out on one deployment. And
three baits on one?
Yeah, but
on one kite?
Usually not. Now we just do two just because the kite's like 2 miles away by the time you get Then you're waiting about 5 minutes to get another bait out. But, yeah, to answer your question, that's the way we do it, and I like it. It works.
The nice thing about that is whatever the condition presents itself, you can always grab the kite line, throw another drop, whatever it is. We're using a Boston today, and it's flying 2 miles high. We want a loop that's farther in or vice versa or whatever it is. You need another spot to add a balloon because there's no wind. You can just do it as many times as you need.
Exactly. That's a good question.
Good job, Ben.
Cool. Hey, Carlos wants to know, he says, it's a great show, and what is your favorite daytime tuna rig for heavier fly line setup?
Yeah, I think we kind of touched on that before. Again, going back to fishing that Daiwa Saltiga 60. A 55 would do as well on the lighter end. 80-pound, 100-pound braid all the way to top, short top shot of whatever fluoro is working at that time, teamed with a Seeker 1x3 rail rod. Definitely my go-to fly line for heavier stuff during the day.
So 60?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all Power Pro Spectra and then Seeker fluorocarbon.
Correct.
So no mono at all?
I don't do mono on the small boats, no.
Yeah.
I don't.
Do you use mono at all?
I do. Yeah. I do on bigger boats.
On bigger boats.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
On your small boats, you never. It's all
very rare.
It's all Power Pro to.
Yeah, yeah.
Power Pro Spectra to fluorocarbon.
Sure, sure.
100%.
I had another gear question for you, Dwayne. I'm wanting to build the ultimate lure casting setup for bluefins this year. Can you give me some recommendations?
Absolutely. Going back to the Daiwa thing, we both Nico and I are big fans of the Daiwa Saltiga 40 two speed. That one's going to be definitely laced up with 80-pound all the way to the top. We slapped those things on 9.3 Seeker Aluas. So that's in my opinion, is the best long rod you can fish for big fish. You can rail that rod. It's got a premium parabolic bend to it, but with a shutdown towards the bottom third, that's just deadly for tuna. You literally can put it on the rail, go drag full, and that rod will dust those fish, guaranteed.
There you go.
If you have the power to pull it. It's like when you're 70 years old, like me, you're not pulling on that 9-foot loop. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All you got to do is get that hook set and just go straight through the rail.
The rail is your friend.
100%. It's your best friend.
To me, pulling on that rod is less the problem, just lumbering it over your shoulder all day. Like that's a lot of rodicus. I'm a CalStar 100 mag guy for me, man. That thing is. You pick up, you know, you fish in a lure all day, you pick up that 100 mag, it's like you got a feather in your hand.
Yeah,
oh, man, this is where it's at. I love it.
But, you know, we've caught, I want to say, hundreds of big ones on that. And I remember a long time ago, like, you were telling me, and I remember Gerby the same thing. Like, they had a rod on the Star. Yeah. It was a 9.3 Alua glass one that caught who knows how many big tuna, you know. So we kind of adapted that, and we've railed and caught a lot of fish, like a couple over two, as many 100-pounders as you could imagine, and never broken a rod. And really, those
that's really saying
something.
They
put the grease to them.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
That's cool.
So before we run out of time, I want to say, how do we get a hold? First of all, you're going to go over to Dana Landing, hang out for a little while.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you'll be at the Dana Landing sale today.
Straight from here.
Yep. But if somebody can't catch up with you there, how do we get a hold of Pinnacle Sport Fishing? What's the best way to book a trip, and how far out are you in advance do they need to book?
Yeah, so right now we've got plenty of availability on our 25 and 28 Parker, starting right now all the way through the season. Also, for my boat, we've got plenty of availability. I wouldn't say plenty. We have decent availability from August 20th on, and I expect this is going to be a longer-running season, so we will be running in October. Yeah. Best way to get a hold of me is definitely give me a call. Our number is 619-850-7575. You can also check out our website for information and trip pricing. That's going to be www.pinnaclesportfishing.com. And at last, we finally have our Instagram, pinnaclesportfishing.com. You can also check out pinnaclesportfishing, at Dwayne Diego, at Nico Linnaeus, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, and the 40-pound, 100-pound gorilla in the room, fuel charges. The fuel's insane. Right?
Yeah, yeah. We haven't implemented, but it looks like we're going to, because there's not really an end in sight here. This one's really going to sting if we don't. So we're going to be looking at probably $1 to $1.50 per gallon to start with.
And you'll just say at the end of the trip,
yeah, we'll be zeroing,
burn, and then
yeah, we'll be zeroing out our
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, zeroing out our gauge every single day, showing the guys 00, just like you would at a gas station in Baja or something like that, and then go from there. We had to do it a few years ago. We're going to unfortunately have to do it again. So.
I like that, though. You're doing it based on the fuel you burn. And that's 100%. Obviously, if you're staying 100%. Close, it's little. If you go a long way, it's a little bit more.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm not trying to gouge you. We're just trying to make it work for everyone.
I like it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle, so visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America, those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come? If that's who you are, you value what we value. And you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time. Okay, we're going to find out who's winning a brand new pair of Costas. Dwayne's going to do us the honor. Flip that prize coin. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Carlos in San Diego.
You have got yourself a brand new pair of Jose Pro Costas. You are so stoked.
Yeah, and Dwayne, again, how do we get a hold of Pinnacle Sport Fishing?
You give us a call, 619-850-7575, or look us up online, www.pinnaclesportfishing.com.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate you coming
such
in.
Such a great
Yeah,
man.
Thank you, guys. Rather be on the show.
Yeah, we're all headed over to Dana Landing right now, so be sure don't miss that sale going on right now. All the vendors will be there till 1 o'clock, so get there early. But the sale with phenomenal deals that you never see will be going on until the close of business today.
Yeah. So. I apologize in advance for Wyatt and Waylon running amok.
Are they going to be running
amok? My bad to everybody runs into the blade.
And they're going to be there for Baja Dogs from Charlie's. You already know Charlie's Landing right there at C4 Sport Fishing. So you definitely don't want to miss that. It's going to be a great event. I know Bob Hoos is there with Costa. They got, of course, the Gamakatsu guys are there. Two buy two, get one free. And then the free knife with a $50 purchase, all that stuff. So get on and down to Dana Landing and Fastlane today. It's going to be a great day. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters will be here. We'll be talking some calicos, yellows, and more. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and back on 97.3 The Fan.